School leavers around the country are sitting their final exams after the pandemic has disrupted much of this academic year and, of course, much of last too in some places. Now, a national program monitoring the well-being of tens of thousands of students has found a third of them experienced high anxiety during the first year of the pandemic. Under the program, students aged over 10 and over, at 70 schools across Australia have been reporting in on how they're feeling on a weekly basis via this app. Cathy Van Extel reports.
Hi, girls. Wishing you the best.
During Victoria's second lockdown last year, students at Loretta College Marriottville in Adelaide sent digital messages of support to fellow Loretto girls.
We wish you the best of luck.
Enduring the world's longest lockdown has been tough going for students in Victoria. But across the country, the pandemic has had a seismic impact on the lives of children and young people. Adelaide's Loretta College principal, Nicole Archard, says she welcomed an opportunity to monitor the well-being of her students in real time.
So we implemented ePulse halfway through last year because we were very concerned about the rising anxiety levels of our students as a result of the pandemic, and also that impact of remote learning, not having that continuous face-to-face contact with the girls, and we wanted to be able to make sure that we were checking in on their well-being constantly on this weekly basis.
80% of her students from years 4 to 12 are using the Wellbeing app, checking in at least once a week.
We learn so much through multiple levels. So it's the individual student level of students who can reach out immediately for help. They can just press I need help, and a teacher, or including myself as the principal, will be alerted to make contact directly with that student. But then we have our data that just tells us how every student in the school is tracking. I actually have visibility to every student and I know how they're feeling. Then the beautiful thing about ePulse is that it then collects randomised data, well-being and learning data, which is anonymous to the student. And that is really useful to be able to look at our trends across the college and across year levels.
ePulse has been developed by ARACI, the Australian Research Alliance for Children and Youth, in partnership with Educator Impact, a company that provides well-being programs to schools. Jo Thurbon, who co-founded Educator Impact, says schools have traditionally conducted a big well-being survey once a year, but there's a shift in that approach.
This shift between thinking of well-being as something you survey once a year and then having great big initiatives versus having something that lets schools make regular small interventions, because that's easily the most powerful thing that we've seen in terms of actual moving the needle on student well-being.
The well-being app was fast-tracked when COVID struck and is now being used by around 70,000 students nationally in 70 government, independent and private schools. Today, a report has been published based on data collected in the first year of the pandemic from March 2020. ARACI CEO Penny Dakin says a third of students using the app experienced high anxiety in that period.
There are a number of questions built into the tool about how students are feeling, particularly how they're going with their anxiety. And a third of young Australians told us that they were feeling anxious at levels that gave us concern on a number of questions. These were not sort of one-offs. So we've got a third of our young learners who were feeling anxious by things at school and who were being upset or worried a lot of the time. Around a quarter of students felt that they were always doing something wrong. And again, that speaks to an underlying level of anxiety.
Were there different pictures emerging at the different states and territory level?
Yeah, look, a little bit. Interestingly, and I think really encouragingly, we had anticipated seeing some, you know, particular dips in wellbeing in Victoria, and we didn't see that.
The data from the wellbeing app also raised some red flags.
You know, 20% of students were saying that they didn't eat breakfast. One of the other concerning pieces of data that emerged through one jurisdiction was a concern around feeling safe. A quarter of students in one jurisdiction felt that they didn't feel safe at home during the pandemic.
Built into the app is the ability of students to request individual pastoral help from their schools. Penny Dakin says 1,200 students did so.
I think what is surprising to the schools themselves is that they were a different cohort of students than they anticipated. This wasn't the group of kids who they thought would need help or who they had had ongoing wellbeing relationships with. This was often an entirely different cohort of students, students who in some ways had probably been waiting for a different mechanism to seek help.
The national results around anxiety and worry were reflected at Loreto College in Adelaide. Principal Nicole Archard says changes have been made to account for the heightened anxiety.
So we have to then do a lot of work in our programs that we're delivering to the girls at Loreto about where they're attributing their worry and concern and what are the mindfulness techniques that they can use when they're feeling those levels of anxiety and fear that they have in relation to the world at the moment.
What's the feedback been from the students themselves?
I think the feedback's been very positive. It's a way of student voice. It's a way of them feeling that they're heard and they've been acknowledged. It's an easy way for them to let us know how they're feeling.
Jo Thurbon from Educator Impact says schools are increasingly stepping in to provide support for struggling students. The pandemic has led to a huge demand for mental health and psychological services for young people, and waiting lists are long.
So now it takes 8 or 9 months to get an appointment with a psychologist at most of these publicly funded services. Students who are high criticality are just not getting referred into those services anymore. At that point, the school has to deal with them. And so the school counsellor or even sometimes the teachers who would normally be supporting those students with mild to moderate issues are now supporting students with these critical issues. And so having something that is going to help teachers recognise who the students are that need their help is absolutely profound in terms of those teachers being able to help, but also those teachers being able to cope.
Penny Dakin from ARACI is keen to emphasise that mental health and wellbeing are different things.
Now, we've seen a dramatic loss of confidence from young people. 59% of young people said that they were less confident about the future as a result of the pandemic. I think when you put that on top of things that we've seen in the last couple of weeks around climate and the environment, we've got a generation of young people who are, you know, struggling with a number of aspects of their well-being, and anything that we can do to help them and support them and to help them regain that confidence in the future and their own ability to be resilient and to work through the complexities of living through a once-in-a-generation pandemic, we need to put those things in place.
Certainly do. That's right, because well-being and mental health are different, but one can lead to the other. Penny Dakin from ARACI, the Australian Research Alliance for Children and Youth. Cathy Van Exter with that report.